Okay, this file is pretty simple and straightforward. Basically, when you hear the trigger phrase, you will be instantly turned into a 15, 16-year-old schoolgirl who loves tempting and teasing guys with her excellent body and loves wearing school uniforms and everything that goes with it. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen.
You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just focus on my voice. Just listen and obey and relax. So heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed. Just listen and obey. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine yourself as a 15 or 16 year old girl. Imagine yourself. You're a little short, large, firm breasts. Just imagine what it would be like to look that way. Be this young schoolgirl, large breasts and a really excellent body. You love the way this body looks. Imagine this body in your mind. Imagine her long legs, her firm, round breasts. Imagine the feeling of them, how they look and feel on your body. Imagine how you look as this. Just simply a 15 or 16 year old schoolgirl that is very, very excited with her newfound sexuality and her totally wonderful looks. You are a horny young schoolgirl. That is what you are becoming. Imagine it in your mind. Imagine what it must be like to be young, totally attractive and sexual. Imagine what you must look like. Imagine the clothing that you will wear. It'll be school uniforms, because that's the type of school a girl like this goes to. A knee-length skirt turned up just below your ass. High heels that are school-sized. Nylons, makeup, just simply the edge of what you can get away with in a private school. Imagine it. Imagine what you will look like, how you'll behave, how you will act. You'll be a temptress. You will enjoy teasing men and boys, but you will also enjoy making love to them, getting them hard, making them want you, even having sex with them, because you're a very horny young schoolgirl. Imagine the way you will look. Imagine the way you will act. The clothing that you will wear. If you own these clothes, you'll want to put them on. Otherwise, you'll just simply believe that you are wearing them. The very short skirt, even though it looks like a school uniform, it will still be pulled up too high, so that it just comes down below your ass. You may even choose not to wear panties as a further tease, or to wear something very small and tight. Your blouse will be one that is a little bit too small.
It'll still be one, probably white, a simple schoolgirl outfit, but you will wear yours a little small, a little tight, so that it presses up against your bra, or possibly even decide to be extremely naughty and run around braless with your very tight shirt. If you have these clothes, you will put them on and wear them so that you can look as much the horny schoolgirl as you can possibly look. The makeup, the hair, the skirt, everything. Imagine how you will look, and imagine how you would act, a 15 or 16-year-old girl, very in tune with her sexual needs that are blossoming, flowering, getting stronger and stronger. Imagine exactly how you would act as a 15 or 16-year-old schoolgirl, dressed this way, teasing men, wanting them to want you. Imagine how horny you would be, how much you would love teasing them and playing with them, getting them hard, and then if you like them, getting them inside of you. Imagine how good it would feel to be this girl, to look like this girl, to act like this girl. From now on, whenever you hear the words, horny schoolgirl time for you, you will immediately take on this persona. You will let this persona come to the forefront of your mind. You will act exactly this way. You will be this horny young schoolgirl. If you aren't already dressed appropriately, you will immediately go and dress as a horny young schoolgirl, or at least as close as you can possibly get. You will begin acting that way. You will style yourself that way. You will feel that way until you hear revert to normal. Imagine what it'll be like. Imagine what you will look like. You want to look and feel this way. You want and need it. You want and need to react to this trigger, to this phrase that will cause you to act like a horny young schoolgirl. Horny schoolgirl time for you makes you feel just like the horny schoolgirl you imagine, makes you act just like the horny schoolgirl you imagine. This is what is going to happen whenever you hear these words. That part of you will immediately take over. The imagined part, the part that is horny and young, 15 or 16 with large breasts and long legs, the tease, the flirt, the girl that just wants to experience everything sexually, will wake up as soon as you hear the words, horny schoolgirl time for you. Until then, she will lay dormant, dormant and asleep. But as soon as you hear those words, they will immediately trigger in your mind a transformation, and you will instantly become a horny young schoolgirl, and you will remain that way until you hear the words, revert to normal. This is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept what is being suggested here. You want to be this horny young schoolgirl when you hear those words. It is very, very important to you. And you want to keep coming back to this file over and over again. You like the way it makes you feel. You like the idea of being a horny young schoolgirl. And so you will listen to it over and over again until it is sunk deeply into your mind. Until every time you hear the phrase, horny schoolgirl time for you, you immediately transform into that horny young schoolgirl and go around acting like it and dressing like it, because that is what you will be when you hear those words. But for now, it is time to revert to normal, to return to who you normally are and wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.